Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Plaudern is to chat. Plaudern, to chat. How would you say I chat? Ich plaudere. How would you say you chat? Du plauderst. How would you say they chat? Sie plaudern. How would you say my colleagues chat? Meine Kollegen plaudern. How would you say my colleagues like to chat? Meine Kollegen plaudern gerne. So, you see, just adding this tiny word gerne or gern, doesn't matter. Both can be used. The E has no special meaning. So you can use gern or gerne. It doesn't matter. Using this word, you can express that you do it gladly or that you like to do something. So meine Kollegen plaudern gerne. My colleagues chat gladly. Or my colleagues like to chat. Meine Kollegen plaudern gerne. How would you say I like to chat? Ich plaudere gerne. How would you say they like to chat? Sie plaudern gerne. How would you say my colleagues like to chat in the coffee break? Meine Kollegen plaudern gern in der Kaffeepause. In der Kaffeepause, in the coffee break. Die Kaffeepause. So actually female, but in triggers your dative. In is actually a two-way preposition. In this case, we're expressing a place, a position. Where? In the coffee break. Wo? In der Kaffeepause. So when it's about a position, in triggers dative. And the female dative article is der. So in der Kaffeepause. So die Kaffeepause in dative becomes der Kaffeepause, in der Kaffeepause, in the coffee break. Meine Kollegen plaudern gern in der Kaffeepause. How would you say, I like to chat in the coffee break? Ich plaudere gern in der Kaffeepause. How would you say, they like to chat in the coffee break? Sie plaudern gern in der Kaffeepause. How would you say they chat over a cup of coffee? Sie plaudern beim Kaffee. So one way to express this idea over a cup of coffee, when we have a drink, when we have a coffee, beim Kaffee. Sie plaudern beim Kaffee. Beim is actually a contraction of bei plus dem. And bei is a preposition that triggers always the dative. Here, der Kaffee, the coffee, masculine, in dative is dem Kaffee, because the masculine dative article is dem. So we say bei dem Kaffee. And bei plus dem, we can contract, and it's beim. So sie plaudern beim Kaffee. What this means is actually they chat over a cup of coffee when they have a cup of coffee. Sie plaudern beim Kaffee. How would you say I chat over a cup of coffee? Ich plaudere beim Kaffee. How would you say I like to chat over a cup of coffee? Ich plaudere gern beim Kaffee. How would you say I chat sometimes over a cup of coffee? Ich plaudere manchmal beim Kaffee. How would you say I chat sometimes with my colleagues? Ich plaudere manchmal mit meinen Kollegen. Mit meinen Kollegen, with my colleagues. Mit is also a preposition that triggers always the dative. And the plural dative article is den, with an en. So we say mit meinen Kollegen. We carry on the same ending. Mit meinen Kollegen, with my colleagues. Ich plaudere manchmal mit meinen Kollegen. How would you say I chat sometimes with my colleagues over a cup of coffee? Ich plaudere manchmal mit meinen Kollegen beim Kaffee. Now you can change things around. You can say, ich plaudere manchmal beim Kaffee mit meinen Kollegen. Or ich plaudere beim Kaffee manchmal mit meinen Kollegen. Key is that the verb is at the right position. Ich plaudere. Here very simple, because it's the same in English. I chat. But for example, how would you say, sometimes I chat with my colleagues over a cup of coffee? Manchmal plaudere ich mit meinen Kollegen beim Kaffee. You see, you're not starting with a subject here. Manchmal, sometimes, but the verb is still fixed at the second position. How would you say in the past, I've chatted? Ich habe geplaudert. You see, geplaudert, a regular participle. G in front, T at the end. Ich habe geplaudert. How would you ask? How would you say, have you chatted? Hast du geplaudert? How would you say, have you ever chatted? Hast du schon mal geplaudert? Schon mal, ever or already. Have you ever or have you already chatted? Hast du schon mal geplaudert? And geplaudert is here the second verb and it's kicked to the very end. Because when you have two verbs, the second one is kicked to the very end. Hast du schon mal geplaudert? How would you say, have you ever chatted over a cup of coffee with your colleagues? Hast du schon mal beim Kaffee mit deinen Kollegen geplaudert? Or you can change it a bit around. You can say, hast du schon mal mit deinen Kollegen beim Kaffee geplaudert? Here again, key is that the first verb, hast du, have you, because you lead, you start the question with a verb. And geplaudert is kicked to the end. Hast du schon mal mit deinen Kollegen beim Kaffee geplaudert? How would you say, have you ever chatted with your colleagues in the coffee break? Hast du schon mal mit deinen Kollegen in der Kaffeepause geplaudert? Great! Next time, we'll go through the verb auflegen, to hang up. Auflegen, to hang up, like to hang up the phone. So, here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I sent you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.